This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. And counting down, 3, 2, 1. And it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is, of course, the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, refresh our memories, Will. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Eli Blake of Joseph City, Arizona. I said, take the names of two state capitals, change one letter in each one, resulting in a phrase naming someone you will see soon on TV. Who is it? And the answer is Olympic diver, which comes from Olympia, the capital of Washington, and Dover, the capital of Delaware.
Very timely, in light of the upcoming Olympics, of course. Well, more than 1,200 of you figured it out, and our randomly selected winner this week is Doug Gilzo. He joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Doug.
Thank you very much.
And Doug, meet Will. Will, meet Doug.
Way to go, Doug.
Thank you, Will.
And, Doug, did you have to sleep on this one to come up with the answer? Or
actually, I forgot about the puzzle for about 3 days and then remembered it this morning that I hadn't checked on what the puzzle was, and it came to me pretty quickly then.
Oh, great. And, Will, how do you feel about Olympic diving? I mean, that was kind of the gist of this puzzle. Is this appointment viewing for you this summer during the Olympics?
Well, as you might guess, the sport I'm most interested in is table tennis.
Yeah. Okay, so Doug, you are from our nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. What do you do here?
I'm here at the Foreign Service Institute, the State Department's language school, and I oversee an office that does teacher training and student counseling.
Okay, so I'm imagining a lot of travel in your life, perhaps?
Almost none.
Oh, really?
All the diplomats study their foreign languages, 70 of them, that we teach here at the facility in Arlington.
Okay, so you manage, though, to carve out some time in your life for puzzles?
I do. I try to do the Friday and Saturday crossword puzzles from the New York Times, and I listen to the Sunday puzzle.
Perfect. Well, you've had a lot of practice. Now it's time to put those puzzling skills to the test. Doug, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I guess so.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. That's a little better. All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Doug, I'm going to read you some sentences. In each sentence, change one letter and one word to make a new word that completely reverses the sentence's meaning. For example, if I said, the singer is not coming on stage, you would change the T in not to a W to make the singer is now coming on stage. And the second sentence means the complete opposite of the first one. All right, here's number one. The poker player took one look at his cards and decided to hold.
So he decided to fold.
Excellent.
Well done.
Number two, a new company manager arrived and immediately hired 10 more workers.
Maybe he fired them.
He fired them, that's right. The moon will be waning for the next 7 days.
It could be waxing.
That's right.
Nice.
When the gymnast came to do her most difficult jump, she failed it.
She nailed it.
She nailed it. Good.
Failed.
When it comes to dealing with other people, George is always the sort to go along.
Nope.
Can you repeat it, Will?
Yeah. When it comes to dealing with other people, George is always the sort to go along.
Alone.
He's always the sort to go alone. Good.
Nice.
When Margaret got back from vacation, she was still raving about her hotel accommodations.
She probably wasn't raving.
Right.
Any ideas, Rachel?
Okay, what's the opposite of raving? We need to switch a couple letters.
Just one letter.
One letter. We need to switch one letter. Raving to
change
when you're
the
really
V.
Mad. Change the V. Raging.
Raging.
She was
about
raging about that hotel. Good. Generals ordered the troops to march at the start of night.
Start of light?
That's it. The civic group toasted the mayor for her controversial position.
Maybe they roasted her?
Roasted her, right? When grandmother was a little girl, she was rather homely.
Comely.
She was rather comely, is right. And here's your last one. To open the jammed lock, you'll have to use your brain. You'll have to use your brain. What's the opposite of brain?
Ooh.
Brawn.
Yes.
Have to use your bra.
Nice job. Doug, great job, Doug. That was great.
It's better if you get to sleep on them overnight.
I know. There's the added pressure of having to do it in the moment. Well, you did fabulously. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, of course, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Doug, before we let you go, tell us which public radio station you listen to.
That would be WAMU.
The local station here in Washington, WAMU, Doug Gilzo of Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Will, next week's challenge, what is it?
Yes, name something to sit on. Divide the letters of this exactly in half. Move the second half to the front without changing the order of any letters. The result will name some things seen on computers. What are they? So again, something to sit on. Divide this exactly in half, move the second half to the front, and the result will name some things seen on computers. What are they?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and the deadline for entries is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.